3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula.
Story, stage, you.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Go.
Exfabula Fellows are community members who use personal stories to inspire community-led dialogue around some of the most pressing issues in the greater Milwaukee area, like segregation and economic and racial inequality.
Ex-Fabula fellow Brian Chiu shared a story at Translator in March of 2016.
So it was 1998, and I was a graduate student at the University of California in the Irvine campus. A whole bunch of graduate students were trying to form a labor union, a teaching assistant labor union. So Irvine was the only, among all the nine campuses in the UC system, Irvine was the only campus that hasn't organized yet. Other campuses like UC Berkeley, UCLA, they've already decided to go on a strike the following year, but they'll most likely fail as they have for the past 20 years prior, because they're still missing one or more campuses. So if Irvine had to organize, we had to go from zero to strike in 1 year, which has never been done before. And the other thing that's never been done is that in order to build a stronger union, we decided to organize across departments. So I was from electrical engineering, and my job was to organize comparative literature. So I thought, oh, comp lit. Then when they study Marxist theory over there, this is going to be easy. So one day I caught up with a comp lit TA, in their office hours, and we started going through my spiel about union, about the importance of a strike. Immediately she responded really positively, like she believes in the union, she believes that the strike is the only weapon of choice for workers seeking justice in the workplace. So I thought, this is great, so can I count on your, can I count on you to vote yes on the strike vote then? And then she blew up. She started saying things like, well, I did my undergrad in UC Berkeley. That was a radical campus, this is not. And things like, and your parent union is the United Automobile Workers, UAW. We're PhD students, for Christ's sake. And then things got kind of weird. She proceeded to correct my spoken English. I think things like, she would say, instead of using words like, when the strike vote has been collected, versus using words like when we have collected enough strike votes to cross the threshold. She said, use the active voice. It's more convincing. And things like, instead of using the word threshold, maybe try precipice. It's more precise. So I was a little flabbergasted. So after 20 minutes of this kind of involuntary English instruction, which is my third language, by the way, I walked out. She ended by saying, well, if you've been a competent organizer, I would have voted yes. So I was in tears when I walked out. I didn't realize. It was surprising because she was supposed to be a political ally. We're both graduate students. We're both teaching assistants. We're the same rank. And she's a Berkeley radical. And it took me a while to realize that it wasn't about anything I said or anything about the... about my spiel, she was attacking me personally. But I think the worst part is you don't know where you're getting hit. I thought, dude, I just got hit. It hurts. But I don't know where I got hit, I don't know where, was it because I'm Asian? Was it because I'm an immigrant? This kind of made me feel like took me back to when I was 10 years old. Who had just arrived in the United States, not speaking a word of English, in the back of my parents' restaurant, watching some customer berating my parents over something I don't understand. Was it because my demeanor was way too direct, too unsophisticated, too blue collar? So, I was really, I felt really horrible. I went back to my mentor in the union, who happened to be the first Wisconsinite I ever met. He's white. He's also from a blue collar. He's from a blue collar neighborhood, and then uh, he He also experienced some of the stuff while he was organizing, mostly classes and part of it. And he told me something indispensable as an organizer, that I should abandon all preconceived notions, all presumptions of people I meet, you know. At least I shouldn't base anything on what they say, you know, especially people who profess to be like strong Marxists, you know. I should base everything on what people do. And we had the same problem, this disconnect between speech and action that we both didn't understand when we started. So this is really important. I think this really, over the next few months, really shaped me as an organizer. So about a year later, the Irvine campus organized in record time. In the following year, the entire state, all 9 campuses went on strike together. On the 4th day of the strike, the California State Legislature stepped in. They changed labor law in our favor, and they compelled the university to negotiate. This is something that they'd never been able to achieve since the 60s, and we won that day. So by the time I graduated in 2001, I was the vice president of the union. I was in charge of organizing work at 5 out of the 9 campuses. And today, with 15,000 members, UAW Local 2865 is the biggest TA union in the world.
The 2015 to 2016 Ex-Fabula Fellowship was supported in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council and the Wisconsin Arts Board.